Hello. Many people celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day yesterday by participating in a day of service. Even if you didn't, the great thing is that there are volunteer opportunities year-round. That is why I'm discussing how to encourage your kids to volunteer and give back today. I'm going to be answering some of the questions that various moms have asked me about the topic over the years. Okay, question number one, when should I start? My answer is as soon as possible. Since my kids were toddlers, they have helped separate clothes and toys to give away to their younger friends and/or to charity. I remember one time when we were dropping things off to the Salvation Army. It was closed, so my husband Reggie went to put the items in the truck that was parked outside. Michael, who was around 3 at the time, he was so upset because he wanted to go inside and meet Charity. He thought Charity was a person. Okay, question number two. Where are some places which accept kids for volunteers? Well, the answer to that is that it varies depending on where you live. In New York, if you have a car, I suggest my family's favorite charity. It's an annual tradition for us to deliver meals for God's Love We Deliver. It's so well run. Also in New York, there's a program called New York Cares, and it offers youth volunteering opportunities for kids ages 6 and up, along with their families. And they also have a portion that has volunteer activities for teens who are 14 and up. My friend Anna, a mama of Mommy Poppins, she has a great post on her site, 18 ways families can volunteer and donate in New York City for the holidays, which shares volunteer activities that allow children to help. I've included the link to that post on my blog today. Churches, soup kitchens, and senior centers are also great places to check. In addition to giving to traditional charities, I would suggest that you consider giving your time, energy, money, and/or attention to someone directly. There's usually someone in our families, neighborhoods, churches, and/or various organizations that we're part of that won't necessarily ask for help, but who would surely appreciate it. Consider babysitting for a single parent and having your kids help entertain the kids, or go visit an elderly person whose family doesn't get over a lot because they're not in the community. Giving isn't exclusive to certified nonprofits, nor is it exclusive to certain times of the year. Another question number three, is it why is it important to help kids develop in this area? Well, I'm no expert, but I have my thoughts. Surprise, surprise. For me, it helps kids to be less entitled and more grateful. I know that after volunteering at soup kitchens or at a transitional home with kids their own age, my kids have seen how good they really have it in life. It's not based on anything that they've done. Kids don't get to choose which families they are born into. Rather, time and chance are the only reasons that they aren't in the same situation. Which leads me to number two, it teaches empathy. I have a link to a post by the author of the book Unselfie, Why Empathetic Kids Succeed in Our All About Me World. And you can find that link from a parenting expert on my post for the day. And last but not least, my husband and I are Christians. For us, giving to others is just a way to say thank you to God for all that He has given to us. Also, we simply don't think that it's optional for Christians not to give to the poor if they're able to do so. And the last question is, what are some things to watch out for? I'll tell you briefly, and you can read more on the blog post. A few things. First of all, make sure that you're giving away good things. No one wants your raggedy stuff. Number two, help your kids learn not to expect anything in return. And three, don't volunteer or give things to others to receive praise. And that's it for me.